Did you ever hear anybody call sheep?
Yes, sir. Coo sheep. Coo sheep.
Nice. What about chickens?
Chick, chick, chick.
Well, you're going to have chickens running up here. I see one down there looking.
Yeah.
If you're going to get the horse ready to plow, or if you're going to get him ready to pull the wagon or something, you say, well, I have to go out and, would you say, harness him up or hitch him
up? Oh, yeah, you got to gear him up, hitch him up.
When you're driving a horse with a wagon, what do you use to steer him with?
Line.
Okay, when you're plowing, what do you use?
Wagon line.
Okay.
That is, if you don't mind, if the horse is trained and mind you to gee and to haw and to whoa and to come up, well, you don't need a line on him hardly.
That's right. Just, you can just let them...
They're mine.
That's right.
See, they got sense.
If you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
By the rein.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you put your feet in when you're riding a
horse?
Okay. If you've got two horses side by side, which one of them is the near horse or the lead horse or the nigh horse? What would you call him? The left horse.
The left horse is the lead.
Okay.
Horse would be the lead horse.
Okay. If something is a long way, you might say, well, I don't much want to go there. Would you say that's a long way to go, or that's a long ways? Or?
Well, yeah, I'd say that's a long ways to go.
Okay. If something's real common, you might say, oh, well, you can find that, what, anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a man...
If men... Oh, see, I didn't understand that.
You know, if something's real common... If something's real common, you might say, oh, well, you can find that...
Most anywhere.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If a man falls so that he lands on his face, you'd say he fell
on his face.
Okay. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Okay, that girl on that second motorcycle.
Yeah, man. I think that's all too.
If he didn't fall backwards, you might say he fell
forward.
Okay, and if he didn't fall forwards, he'd fall.
Fall backwards.
Okay.
Or sideways, or.
Okay. What do you call the trenches in a field that are cut by a plow?
Furrows.
Okay.
Furrows.
If a man raised a whole lot of wheat, you'd say, well, last year he raised a big, what do you call it, or a whole lot of corn or anything.
Oh, he raised a big crop of corn.
Okay. Before you can... work on, before you can plow land or anything, you'd have to do what to it? You know, if it's say if you were just going to start right out here, you'd have to go out there and do what?
Well, if there's anything out there to do, I'd have to clean it off and get it ready.
Okay. Would you call that clearing the land, or?
Oh, yes, it ain't never been cleared.
Okay. What about sometimes when you cut hay or something early in the year, and some more grows up, and then you cut it again? What do you call that second?
Second cutting.
Okay. How many bushels of corn is considered a good yield around here?
I don't know. They got the corn business improved, so it's a 50 bushels of acre would be a reasonable good price. Good.
Okay.
But now they're making over 100 now. A lot of them is.
100 an acre?
Yes, sir. 100 bushel corn to the acre. They're making it with fertilizer, you know, and these good tractors and everything to work it and fix the ground good.
Well, that's just really.
And now when these plowing steers or mules, 15 bushels of acres might not be what we get, but no fertilizer, just common land.
Yeah.
Four.
Mm.
First plowing I ever done, plowed a steer.
Let me see.